That's 2604.
Madam Chair, I move that the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of ordinance 2604 regarding open space for the following reasons. Number one, Sussex County Council commissioned a land use reform working group that created multiple recommendations about housing and land use. The group recommended several updates that concern the design and amount of open space required to be included in the residential development. Number two, recommendation number 15 from the working group suggested that the minimum open space required for residential development should be increased to 35% to 50%. Recommendation number 14 encouraged naturalized landscaping and native vegetation within passive open space. Number three, in furtherance of recommendation number 15, this ordinance revises the current open space requirements so that 30% of a site within a growth area will remain as open space, and 50% of a site with a rural area will remain as open space. These different percentages are consistent with the working group's recommendation to reduce density in the rural area while increasing density in the growth area. Number four, the ordinance also addresses recommendation number 14 by allowing naturally designed and planted stormwater retention ponds to be considered open space and thereby encouraging that design. Number five, this ordinance also incorporates the former open space design standards that were previously only required as part of a cluster subdivision's superior design and makes those standards apply to all subdivisions. Number six, this ordinance will result in an overall improvement of the design of subdivisions and the open space areas located within them. And number seven, although this is a recommendation for approval, County Council should still carefully consider all of the comments made to the Commission and those that will be made to Council during its hearing.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2604. Mr. Allen?
I vote yes, the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Okay, it states on the agenda that we will do a recess next, but since we've only been going for about an hour and 15 minutes, we're going to keep plugging through, but we do reserve the right to do a recess later if necessary.